One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. As a one-handed guy, what do I do when I'm using my only hand? Hey, 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 okay, okay, here we go. Alejandro Anastasio, One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast, episode number 75. This one's got a great overtone. This got a real personal overtone. This just simply has to do with, what do I do when I'm using my only hand? Well, I guess I'm just doing what I'm doing, and whatever it is I'm doing, that's what I'm doing, because it's not like I can be doing something else in my other hand. And this is kind of a thing. Yeah, this is kind of a thing, and it's something that I think about a lot. It comes up in the funniest of ways, and it's just a unique, attribute of my one-handed life that I think about, well, often. And you know when it comes up a lot is in the evening or in the morning when I'm brushing my teeth. Basically, I'm brushing my teeth with my only hand. So what am I doing with my only hand? I'm brushing my teeth. Now, can I be doing something else? Well, if I have a page open in a book or on the website, I guess I can just read that while I'm brushing my teeth, but it's not like I can be doing something with my other hand. I cannot be typing something in or surfing the web or turning pages or anything like that. Basically, whatever it is I'm doing, well, that's what I'm doing. And it's an interesting thing because, yeah, at times I would like to sit in front of my computer while I'm brushing my teeth or holding my toothbrush and letting it do its thing or brushing my teeth for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it can be. I'd like to be doing something else. I'd like to be, quote unquote, multitasking. On some level, it'd be nice to be doing something else, even picking stuff up in my room. Just walking around picking up socks and clothes and putting them somewhere. Or at least have the ability to brush my teeth with my other side, with my other hand, I guess, and then articulate, type stuff in, do a little quick search, anything other than what it is I'm doing. Now, that can be kind of an issue for me. It's not that big of a deal. It's just a little deal. I guess when I'm brushing my teeth, I should be in the whole Zen mode and just be brushing my teeth. But sometimes I want to be doing other things. And like I said, most of the time it's not that big of a deal. But sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth, it is. But then, you know, other times it can be a thing. And when I have a girlfriend and I'm holding my girlfriend's hand, well, that's all I'm doing. And, well, that's not a bad thing. Because in a real way, I'm forced to simply give my sweetheart at the time my undivided attention. Because I cannot be drinking a beer and holding her hand. It doesn't work like that. I don't have two hands. So I got to kind of give myself to the hand, or at least her hand. And then when I do have a girlfriend, I'm currently single, but when I do have a girlfriend, at certain times that arises, it's funny because I'm constantly having to pull my hand away to get in my wallet or do something like that or unzip my coat. Just, it's interesting. It's a thing. Now, on the one hand, maybe it's, that's a great pun. On the one hand, but not on the other hand, right? Yeah, bam! Booyah! On the one hand, it's a good thing because my sweetheart has my undivided attention. On the other hand, or not other hand, I'm constantly having to pull away, And then in the toothbrushing scenario, it's good because I can focus on brushing my teeth. It's not so good because I cannot do simple multitasking like picking things up or moving things around, organizing, things of that nature. And then I've actually had this conversation with some people, especially in my Buddhist circles, when we talk about the sincerity of our mantra practice. And mantra practice is simply repeating mantras over and over and over. Same thing. Meditation in the Dzogchen Vajrayana is thinking the same thing more than twice. That's generating great power that's turning the Dharma wheel. And we also do that on a mala. So malas are a Buddhist tool that we use to keep track and count mantras. And I was talking to one of my Buddhist friends about one-handed overtones, and we were talking about subtle benefits because he used to live in my martial arts school, Three Shapes Aikido. I had a live-in student program, and he lived there for over a year before he moved to the DRC, the Dzogchen Retreat Center outside of Eugene, Oregon. And we were just talking about one-handed stuff, and I said, because he noticed I had to constantly put something down to do something else. And he's like, oh, that's an interesting quality that you have, that you can't multitask like two-handed people can do in some instances or with some activities. And I said, yeah, it's a thing. Like most things, it's a thing without two hands, but sometimes it's not so bad. And I gave him when I'm holding my girlfriend's hand, she's got my undivided attention. And I said, when I'm doing mantras, I don't have to worry about what the other hand's doing or if I'm fidgeting or if I'm trying to do something else. It's not that big of a deal. And that way I can sincerely focus on doing my mantra practice. And he's like, oh, that's good. That's actually a benefit. And I said, yes, but typically there's two sides to a coin. And when I'm trying to do mantra practice when I'm driving, well, that's more challenging because, well, either I have my hand on the steering wheel or I have my hand on my mantras, but I really cannot do both. So basically when I'm driving, I should be driving. And when I'm doing mantra practice, I should be doing mantra practice. But even, you know, just recently I had a sweetheart for a while and I was driving around with her and we were holding hands because I think holding hands is one of the sweetest things you can do. But I drive an automatic vehicle, right? So I have a stick shift and then I'm constantly having to shift and then hold her hand and pull my hand away from her hand to shift and downshift and upshift and just do all these things. It's a little bit of a thing, but it's a fun thing. But nonetheless, this is something that I think about often, is what do I do when I'm using my only hand? And I'm just doing whatever it is I'm doing. I'm trying to be more Zen, trying to be more in my flow. And it is a consideration. And like just using my cell phone, when I'm using my cell phone, that's the thing. I can't be doing something else. I cannot be drinking a beer and using my cell phone at the same time. It's either one or the other. And I see people rocking it. You know, they got the cell phone in one hand, they're drinking a beer in the other, just talking, doing all kinds of stuff, hanging out. It's not my style. When I'm doing my thing, I'm just doing my one-handed thing. And it's rare. I mean, I can do these crossover things, but typically, yeah, if I'm brushing my teeth, I'm just brushing my teeth. I don't have another hand to be doing something else. It's hard to even get certain scratching in because my left arm is short. I don't have a long radius. And that has benefit. That has benefit. Sometimes quirky, sometimes not quirky, but generally, you know, what am I doing when I'm using my only hand? That's the thing I'm doing. And whatever it is I'm doing, I'm doing. It's a one-handed thing. That is the sound of one hand.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.